92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say somebody approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line.
Hi there. So I saw you from across the room and I thought, wow, did she invent the airplane? Because, she's just right for me.
Oh my God.
You get it?
We get it.
As in the Wright brothers?
Uh-huh. It was dumb. Kind of amazing.
Orville and Wilbur Wright, so uh-huh. Are you right for me? I thought that was a pretty good one.
Anyway, whatever you do, don't pull his shirt over his head so he can't see and then run away. Instead, blow him a kiss so that it goes down his pants. What? And then give him the number of the Loser Line so hopefully he calls you and leaves an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Buttercup. It's Joe from Florida. I was curious about what I said. You know, if you need a job, I'd be more than happy to take care of you. If you really want me to take care of you, why don't we go to dinner? I'll buy. And we'll see, you know, what happens. My old girlfriend got married, so I'm looking for a new girl to spoil. And I know that you know that I've got the cash and you can be my sugar baby, and I just want to be your sugar daddy.
Next message.
Wow. Sugar baby.
Well, I'm pretty sure he's trying to buy her.
Yeah. Sounds like it.
And it might work.
It doesn't, because he got the loser line.
That's probably why. Yeah. Hey, I just went through a breakup. I'm looking for a new sugar baby. You seem to be the right style.
That is not a compliment ever.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Hey, Dave. So I think I lost my nipple ring in your drink. We both know how you saw it. But when that guy ran into us, it must have popped off or something. So if you have it, can you give it back? It has my birthstone on it. Thanks.
Next message.
How did she get the loser line?
What?
So many questions. And how did the nipple ring pop off?
It's tough to get those things off.
If you don't have an end to it, it could just fall out.
Was the shirt up, or was it just a loose shirt? There's no bra situation going on?
I can imagine it. I thought about it 4 times already.
Yeah.
Well, remember, you can get the special Loser Line number. All you have to do is text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
Hey, what's up? You told me to call and not text, so here you go. It's cool if you text me back, though. I don't like talking on the phone, and it's tough to swap naked pictures on voicemail, you know? Like, am I supposed to describe it to you? It's big and beautiful and stuff. Just kidding. Talk to you later.
Next.
Just kidding about it being big and beautiful. Yeah. Just kidding. It's not big or beautiful.
No one believes that.
It's small and really unattractive.
It's really short, like a baby carrot.
He didn't need to tell us that he was kidding.
Here's another message.
Next message.
Hi, Charlie. This is Jeff from the other night. It's actually kind of good I got your voicemail, I think, because it's kind of awkward, but... I don't think it's a good idea that we go out together, really. And I feel like I need to tell you why, just so that, you know, maybe you can fix it. So when we were talking at the bar, I always want to make sure, like, the guy I'm talking to is, you know, a good guy or whatever. So I asked one of my guy friends to follow you. Like, I kind of wanted to make sure, like, you weren't going to the bathroom to, like, do coke or whatever. And my friend said that you didn't wash your hands in the bathroom. You should wash your hands. Like, there's so many germs out there. I'm sort of like throwing up a little in my mouth thinking about it. Like, it's so bad. So I just think the next girl you try to like go out with or whatever, just wash your f-ing hands.
Next message.
Wow. Yeah. I'm cool with you doing coke in the bathroom.
Yeah,
that's fine.
But if you don't wash your hands, that is just disgusting.
You know what, though? I mean, I'm backing that girl. Dude, seriously, public service announcement. Wash your damn hands.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number. Just text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592.
Next message.
So, hey, it's me. I'm not really the type of guy that asks for a girl's number at the gym. I know girls don't like that. It's kind of like a D move. But you know what? Here's the thing. I just hit a new PR. I just had a 600-pound back squat. Feeling pretty good about myself. I'm feeling pretty confident. So I thought, you know what? Why not? Let's give this a shot. So I know you just started at the gym. I could tell you just seemed a little bit unsure of yourself. You know, you're kind of getting the lay of the land. I get that. But here's the thing. I'm into you. I'm into girls with thicker thighs. I think you've got everything that I'm into. And I think I've got a lot to offer for you. So you know what? Give me a call back. I think I'd be worth your while.
Next message.
He knows how to compliment a lady, doesn't he?
Dude, and he just walked into a gym stereotype, didn't
he? Right? Like, yeah, how's a girl like you know how to lift all these heavy weights? Yeah. Huh? Who taught you?
And it wasn't very sly how he worked in how much he could lift.
Right.
He did call back, too.
Next message.
Hey, me again. I feel like that last message might have come on a little bit too strong. Maybe I came across like I was calling you fat. Yeah. I was not calling you fat, trust me. You're just a little bit chubby. I mean, we both know that. But here's the thing. I'm into that. I love that. I would, you know what? You would love how I love that. Let's put it that way. So give me a call back.
Next message.
Sounds like somebody's got a fetish, actually.
I didn't even think chubby when he said thick thighs.
Yeah, like, not at all. I was like, thick.
Right, muscular, nice. What are you doing,
dude?
It's
like he just keeps insulting her.
The phrase, you would love how I love that, is a creepy phrase.
Yeah. That is true. Never heard that. No.
I love that, and you would love how much I love it.
Oh, okay. Ugh. Oh, God.
Yeah, don't use that line.
She's got goosebumps in a bad way.
Yeah. Text the word loser to 78592 to get that phone number. Remember, listen to the Loser Line regularly on Mondays at this time. Your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal.